Hello? Who's there? Oh, a brave prince came to save me from the demon. I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, is that what you expected me to say? Why am I laughing? Okay, I'll stop. Did you mean that demon right there? Yeah, he's taking a little nap with a sword in his throat. No, Mr. Valiant Rescuer, you didn't arrive too late. No other hero got here and saved me before you, if that's what you're thinking. I still don't think you understand the situation, do you? You look so confused. Let me guess what my father said to you. My little girl was captured by a fearsome demon during the night. I'm sure she's so hopeless and scared right now. Hero, please save her for me. You will have my eternal gratitude. Good impression, huh? Yeah, I know my dad pretty well. Anyway, he's not exactly wrong about the first part, I guess. The demon wanted to capture me, so I kind of let him do it. Why? Isn't it obvious? I don't want to be the king's little girl, but my father just won't accept it, even though I'm a fucking adult. Everyone there wants me to speak like a proper lady, wear cute dresses and fine shoes, study the diplomatic relations of a bunch of fancy pants houses I couldn't care less about. Hero, I'd rather bash my head against a fucking wall all day than go back to doing that. So, I just let the demon bring me to his lair, and then I killed him, which wasn't exactly very hard, so now this place is mine, and I've been living here since then. I have no idea how so many heroes died to this puny thing. I guess it was natural selection. I mean, I didn't even break a sweat when I shoved a sword down its throat. Now, back to your question, how was I able to kill that thing myself? Well, my father is paranoid, but he's not exactly the most perceptive, and the guards thought that a woman wouldn't be smart enough to trick them. Those assholes. So I just hired someone from the Thieves Guild to secretly train me and made up excuses as needed. I'd say my teacher did pretty well, don't you agree? I knew you'd think so too. Oh, you still plan on taking me back? Ugh, come on, hero. I was just unhappy in that place. Here I can walk around barefoot, swear like a fucking sailor, and go out to hunt or explore when I get bored, and no one is here to scold me for it. I even cut my hair short. Next week, I'm gonna buy some normal clothes and become an adventurer under a new name. You know, what I actually want to do. I know my father will be sad, but do you think I haven't tried to talk this out with him before? He's saying it's just a phase, and I'll get over it, and commit to my responsibilities as princess of the realm. And by that, he means getting married to a random noble for political bullshit and being a good little princess like he wants me to be. If he didn't treat me like I was his fucking property, I wouldn't have to do this in the first place. But guess what? I'm happier like this. I'm happier than I've ever been before. Do you really want to take this away from me? I'm glad you changed your mind. And it's not like you'd be able to fight me over it anyways. I guess I can give you your sword back now. Yeah, of course the sword is in your scabbard. Oh, you mean this one? Sleight of hand was just one of the many skills my master taught me. You look pretty adorable when you're shocked. Did you know that? And even more adorable when you're embarrassed. All right, what are you gonna do now, Prince? Go home? If you really wanted to, you could bring the demon's head to my father and say you found no trace of me. I don't mind. But I have an idea that you'll hopefully like a little bit more. I think you're very cute. And pretty damn handsome. And this place gets really lonely sometimes, you know? So why don't you stay a little longer and keep me company? Come on, you can't be that naive. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Did you know that princesses in this realm have to stay virgins until they're married? Yeah, it sucks. But it's the rules, right?
Well, guess what, hero? I'm not a princess anymore.
Your lips looked good, but fuck. They taste even better. These tiny prisoner clothes show off a lot more of my body than those stupid dresses ever did. Though I have a feeling you don't really mind that. Yeah, I think all that training was good for me in more than one way. And you haven't been taking your eyes off me either. Do you want to put your hands on this tight body? Oh, shut up. What are you afraid of? My dad? Don't worry. This is going to be our little secret. And come on, do you really think I can't see how hard you are right now? And that look in your eyes. You're afraid, but I'm sure you want to have your hands all over me and deflower me. There's nothing stopping you from doing that, is there? Oh, yeah. Now that's better. Much, much better. I knew I could bring this side out of you with enough teasing. And apparently the teasing was really fucking effective because, damn, you went straight to grabbing my ass and pulling me against you. I like that. A lot. You're so eager now, aren't you? But I am too. How could I not be? I've been a virgin for too long. And then a hot guy like you suddenly appears here, like a present, just for me. It's not really an offer I can refuse. Fuck, just take the stupid armor off. I want to feel you for real. Here, let me help. I don't know how the fuck you thought leather armor would help you fight against a demon, but yeah, whatever. I want it off now. You look very good without that armor, but there's still something left. I can't run my hands on your chest with your shirt on, can I? Oh, come on, don't get shy now. Maybe you need a little incentive. These rags are so short, I think my ass is going to pop out if I pull them up just a little bit. And I'm not wearing anything underneath. Maybe if you do that little favor I asked of you, I can...
Well, I didn't know anyone could strip down that fast.
You have such a nice body. Feels even better to touch it. Now I can gently rub my hands on you. Up and down. Grind my body against you. You like that? And don't think I forgot about my promise. Here, I'll even turn around so you can get a good look at your reward. I hope you like my toned legs and my round, tight ass. Oh, and my dripping wet pussy too. That bit's your fault.
Hey, what are you doing?
Oh, fuck. You're grinding against me from behind. I think I woke up something inside you for real now. Oh. Oh my god, you're gonna finger me? No, no.
please don't stop. Just don't go too deep. I want your cock to take me. Oh. Oh, fuck. Yes. Fuck yes. Rub my little pussy. Feel how fucking wet I am for you. And your hard cock pressing against me is definitely not helping. Fuck. Is this how much you want me? Oh, kiss my neck. Yes. Oh, God, yes, exactly like that. I think you can go just a little faster. Maybe rub my clit a little bit, too. Oh. Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes, please. Oh, please keep going. Fuck. Going fucking crazy. Fuck. Okay. Okay, enough. Enough. Here. I'll take the rest of my clothes off. Just press me against that wall. I'll bend over for you. Is that good? A little more? All right. You're right. It'll probably hurt, but I just defeated a demon with rags and an old rusty sword. I can take it. Please. Please just fuck me. I want it so fucking bad. Please. Yes, please, please. Oh, oh yes. Just start gentle. Fuck. Oh, you can go deeper. Yes. Yes. I knew it would hurt. Fuck. It feels so good. Don't even care. Oh, please grab my hips harder. You can go all the way in now. Yes. Yes. Fuck. Yes. So this is how it feels. Oh, God. I'm missing out for too long. Oh my God. Every time you thrust inside of me, I feel every fucking inch. I need more. My body just can't get enough. God, you feel amazing. Fuck me, hero. Oh, fuck me more. Ah. Oh. Feel your hips bouncing on my body. Oh, my pussy clenching and twitching. Go a little harder now, okay? I'll start moving a little with you. I want to feel all of it. Yes. Yes. Fuck me. Oh, fuck me hard. I want it all. I want all of your cock. Please, Prince. I need you. God. God damn it. Fuck. Oh. Yes, please. Just pound me. God, this feels so fucking good. Don't you fucking stop. God. I need all of your cock in me. Fuck. Yes. 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 Fuck. Damn. Are you close? Fuck. I think I'm gonna come. Can't stop. Can't stop squirming in my mind. Going blank, please. Oh, oh, right there. Yes, please keep doing that. Right there. Fuck yes. 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 God. Ah. 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 Yes. Did you? Sorry, you can't come inside me. I can't get pregnant if I want to be an adventurer. Please, just pull out and come all over my ass. Mm-hmm. I want to feel your cum all over me. Please. Yes. Oh, yes. Mm. Fuck.
tired. But this was so good. Hey, no, I don't want you to hold me. All right, maybe just a little. I mean, I still have some time before I start with the adventuring thing. And this place is probably still going to be my base after that, too. So, if you wanted to come back here again any day and maybe do it again, I don't know. God, what the fuck is happening? Why am I acting like this? No. No, I didn't say anything. Just keep holding me. I like how warm you are. Oh, you will come back? Cool. Can you do me a favor, though? The next time you come here, can you please knock on the fucking door instead of breaking it down? Thank you.